That much swing and miss, how happy were you with that? I mean, 8 strikeouts is a good night for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good lineup. They're really patient, so really had to throw Hamer a lot of fastballs in there. So, but good team win, and Yachty called a great game, and the defense played great.
You showed a lot of motion when you got through the 6. What did that mean to you to get through that situation there?
After walking Renfro, I was just wanted to get after that guy and getting the job done. I was happy about it.
What has Molina added to your game with what you already brought here?
Just confidence. My glove side heater, I really haven't really used my whole career, and coming here and him calling it so often and just executing it has given me some confidence in it.
Jordan, after the deadline, we talked to Ollie, and he said it's not always about acquiring guys just to get guys. It's about acquiring the right guys. You certainly seem to fit that. How do you feel like you've adapted so quickly to this club?
They've made it easy. This clubhouse is great. Bunch of just quality hearts, human beings left and right. So they've made it easy for me to fit in and kind of gone out of their way to help me feel welcome.
What are your impressions of the Cardinal fans? You pitch here a couple times so far.
So far, 2 times. They've been great. Watching the games, even when I wasn't pitching, they're incredible. There's a lot of people there tonight, and definitely was loud.
You got in the jam the 1st and 3rd, and then you get Yelich and Adames. What was your mindset there? Were you trying to strike those guys out? Or
Yelich, I was going for a ground ball. But once I got 2 strikes, I went after him. And then once you get 2 outs, it's just kind of go after the guy and try and get him out. Mm-hmm.
You've been pitching, obviously, for a while, and your resume speaks for itself. But does it change your demeanor at all when you have someone like Yachty calling the pitches? Does it allow you to relax a little bit more and just kind of trust that conviction?
Absolutely. I shook him off on that blue pit. 0-2 changeup. I threw it where I wanted to, and they got enough bat on it. I was like, I'm with you for the rest of the night.
I'm done. For the rest of the year.
Jordan, you've had complimentary things to say about this clubhouse and Cardinals fans. You know what your stuff is, but how good does it feel to come into the new environment and your first 2 games pitch so well and be able to show everybody here that may not know you as well what you're capable of?
I mean, the defense has made it easy for me to do that. Kind of being able to throw to contact and knowing that they're going to make a great play. But I definitely wanted to kind of make a good first couple impressions and just help us win.
Have you drawn anything from talking to Quintana about how he goes about pitching as a left-hander?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy watching him throw. He really executes up and in well, gets a lot of swing and miss up, and just competes. He's a competitor.
I don't know if you've been asked about this. If you have, I apologize for repeating it. But when Carpenter was in town, he said that when the news happened about the trade, he went up to you and started telling you about all the good things about how you'd fit in this clubhouse. Have you seen that? And was he spot on in what he said?
Hey, he just told me great people. So coming in, being the new guy, and them kind of reaching their arms out and making sure I feel welcome was great.
When you saw, obviously, pitching lineup that you faced, the Yankees, that you knew well, and now this one, competing with it for the division lead. Those are 2 pretty tough assignments to have your first debut. Where you feel like you're more confident because of how they've gone now?
No, I mean, I've been facing good teams my whole career.
Sure.
I mean, every team in the big leagues is a good team, and I think the Cardinals brought me over here to face good teams, so I'm ready for it.
I talked about you having pitched on the big stage pretty much your whole career, too, in New York, and now you're in not quite the same stage, but a similar stage here.
I wouldn't say it's less of a stage.
I said it's similar. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your pregame playlist?
Did you hydrate extra this time around so that the cramps didn't happen? Or
I was hydrated last time. I think it's just wasn't nerves. It was just a doozy of a week.
Gotcha.
Out of my routine, gotcha. Show up. It's kind of harder than y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all will see everything that went down, and it's not an easy task. But
sure.
Hopefully I'm in my routine now and can stay on it.
You find a place to live here yet, or you living in a hotel still?
I've been in the hotel, but I think I'm moving to an apartment tonight.
Oh, wow.
My fiance was great. She set it all up.
Was that your pregame playlist? in the clubhouse earlier?
No. They must have been playing it for me.
I gave you props.
Somebody's on it.